Natasha Genoa, and we're up to the next section of chapter 3, the grammar section. Verbs of existence. Verbs of existence do not generally show tense or number. Tenses and number are denoted by other words in the sentence, like pronouns, nouns, and objects. These verbs may seem a bit confusing at first, for they are a difficult part of Tibetan grammar. The following examples will show you how to use verbs of existence in three important ways: to express identity, to express existence, and to express possession. A. The verb to be, used to express identity. First person, yin, am. Second or third person, re, are, is. Examples: I am Sydney, Naga Sydney Yin. You are Audrey, Garong Audrey Ray. He is Jeff, Kong Jeff Ray. The verb to be, used to express existence in a place. First person, you am. It's got the umlauts over the O. Second or third person, du or yore, are or is. Examples: I am in Tibet, naga pe la yu, I Tibetan am. You are at the monastery, karong gompala du or yore. You, monastery at, are. Why do we give the choice of using either du or yore for the second and third person conjugations? Though they are both verbs of existence, du is used when the speaker has actually experienced what he or she is talking about. If the speaker has been to Tibet and has seen yaks there, he or she can say, in Tibet there are yaks. Pe la yak du. Tibetan yaks are. If the speaker has not been to Tibet but knows there are yaks in Tibet, he or she would say, in Tibet there are yaks. Pe la yak lore. Despite this difference, if you want to begin speaking the language without getting too particular, Tibetans will understand both. If you use du without having experienced what you are talking about, or yore when you have, don't worry about it. When you hear others using these forms, at least you will know the difference they are making. And so, as always, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanango.